It is another Saturday morning in CCO land when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I won't quite be putting on shorts today, but I know there'll be a lot of guys. There were guys in shorts last week, so I would imagine definitely with 48 the high today, some guys will be wearing shorts out there. Hey, it's got to be grilling time, too. Take advantage of it.
Well, you said that, and we've talked about it in the past, that in my opinion, there's no such thing as grilling season in Minnesota. It's year-round. Like you said, you dig when it's snowy out, that's the first thing you dig out. You don't dig your car out, you dig the grill out. But that's right. Minnesota for you, right?
That's a priority, absolutely. Well, what are we going to be chatting about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about, you know, the holidays are coming up. And what we did is we brewed up a new six for 60, six bottles of wine for $60 to kind of really get you prepared and all ready for the holiday season, whether it is Christmas dinner itself or another holiday. But it's just to get you ready for that. And it's just a great selection. We have a wide range of wines that are so delicious, and that each one will take care of certain instances for your holiday celebration, or if you're just making cookies or you're doing whatever, you'll be ready for this. We start out with this brand new sparkling wine that we got. It's called Louis Perdier, and it's a wonderful, wonderful little sparkling wine. Technically, it's called a Vin Mousseau, and the reason being, it's just a sparkling wine. It doesn't come from an exact region, even though its heart was originally in the Burgundy region, but they source grapes from all out France, and we've talked about it in the past. France has very strict rules on how and what you can call champagne or sparkling wine. So these guys who produce it, the Patriarch company, just said to heck with it. They kind of declassified it. It's easier. It's 100% Chardonnay, but it's a great little sparkler to start out your entertaining. When people are coming over, you have this wonderful sparkling wine. It's a great package. It's a little bit softer, maybe a little bit higher residual sugar level than some, but it has great bubble to it. Not as many bubbles as like a proper champagne, but a nice, simple, easy wine to start people. So people are showing up to your house, you're getting ready for the big party, whatever, you pour a little bit of this and it eases everybody's tension and gets you ready for a great little get together. Next, what we had is we selected Chateau Lumelot Blanc, which is a white Bordeaux, and it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. The tricky thing for us as wine merchants is right now it's a little bit difficult to source some white Bordeaux, because over the last 10 years, the majority of the Bordelais kind of started uprooting a lot of their white wines and planting more red wines. You know, that was Chateau cash flow for them. You sell all the reds, people lost interest in whites, but some of these white Bordeaux are some of the best expressions of Sauvignon Blanc. They're nice, they're light, great acidity, and these things just scream seafood. And, you know, with the holidays coming up, a lot of people like to splurge and maybe have a little bit of lobster. For sure, some shrimps or some scallops. And this particular white Bordeaux is so delicious with that. It goes so well. It's not that over-the-top, kind of herbaceous New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc with all that grapefruit. It's just so subtle and crisp that it will go with anything on the lighter side. You don't have to do seafood if you're just doing some cheeses and things like that. Brilliant, brilliant little beverage with that. And that one, you know, as far as gifts are concerned, that's a gift from my wife. That's one of her favorites around. And speaking of gifts, we also selected the Gearbox Chardonnay. This is from California, a wonderful, wonderful Chardonnay. Very simple, very easy, but the best part about it, it's real well balanced. You know, some of these California shards, you need a chainsaw to drink because there's so much oak to it. It's so big and so many vanilla flavors that it's just kind of an imposing glass wine, real big, real heavy. But this one in particular has great balance. You have a nice fruit structure up front where it's a little bit of even green apple, maybe Granny Smith, but then finishes off with a little bit of that butter flavor to it. So it's a wonderful, wonderful wine. And again, that one, a little gift to my mother, because that's her favorite Chardonnay to have around the house. And if there's a rule in our family, always keep mom happy at all costs. But it's a great little Chardonnay. And again, not over the top, the nice thing with it as well, it has that Sylvan closure, the screw cap on it. So it's easy to open, easy to grab at, and just wonderful, wonderful. Now, as far as gifts are concerned, old Santa Ted here, selecting the 6 for 60, Denny, I can't be remiss. I had to throw in a Malbec just for you. We have a spice block Malbec. And again, Argentinian Malbec, real big, real earthy. You know, it's a great bottle of wine, especially, you know, a lot of people like to do a big, you know, prime rib or a big roast. I mean, it just screams that. So, you know, you pull that big, giant piece of beef out of the oven or off the grill, and nothing goes better than that with a little bit of Malbec from Argentina. And this one has been in our little stable now at Haskell's for about 7 or 10 years. Truly enjoyable, but just a great expression of Malbec from down under. So it's quite fun. But again, we had to take care of you, Daddy, to make sure that there is a Malbec in this. So we'll entice you to maybe come and pick one up.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's fantastic. Speaking of priorities, you know, I think about the Malbec, but I think further, and we've got great Minnesota beef. I eat it all the time. But something I've always wanted to do is actually make a trip to Argentina. Take a trip there, and I understand, I think maybe our late friend Charlie Boone told us that, and maybe your dad did too, a lot of Italian restaurants in Buenos Aires.
Without it, you know, the two areas in which a lot of the immigrants came at the turn of the century, and a lot of them were from Italy. The one thing is, you forget, you know, I think when they were leaving Italy, you had two choices. It was either Ellis Island or Buenos Aires, and you saw a lot of fellas come down there and grow, and that's one reason why the wine production kind of got so good, because usually the Italians would kind of drag a couple rootstock along with them to make sure that there was a little red wine to have while you're having some of your meals and things like that. So the Italian influence is quite great. Now, after World War II, there might have been a little bit of a German influence that had came into Argentina, but that's a whole different story whatsoever. But Argentina has nice influence. Yes, they have the Spanish influence, but again, the Italian influence is definitely there, and it shows in their winemaking skills without a doubt. And then the last two bottles of wine that we have in this 6 for 60, the next one is Chateau Paz de Raisin, and it's a little Bordeaux. It's a blend of about 70% Merlot. It has about 15% Cabernet and 15% Cabernet Franc. And the nice thing about this is a little bit of a lighter style wine. Being that it's dominated by Merlot, there's a lot of elegance to it. Very easy, very approachable. You know, if there are those folks in the family that maybe are a little hesitant to try some red wine, you know, this is a nice intro to it because it's not over the top, but it's well balanced, but it has good fruit structure, but it's light and easy. So if you are doing a roasted turkey, this is your kind of bottle that you can show with that because it's not going to overpower it. It'll glow right with it. And lastly, the sixth bottle in the 6 for 60 is we got to throw in a little Cote de Rhone, and it's the Cote de Rhone de Rastelaine. And it's a great – Cote de Rhones are such magnificent wines as far as they're inexpensive, but they're just bang for the buck. You blend of Grenache, a little bit of Syrah, Mauvet, all that type of stuff, and it's just a great way to go with it. And they're so universal. You can serve those with whether you're doing chicken, whether you're doing turkey, or you just had enough, you got the whole family out of the house, you're tired of all the holidays, and you just want to open up a bottle of wine and, you know, pick up the feet and enjoy it. Those Cote de Rhones are so special and so wonderful, you know, in my opinion, to just enjoy, and again, universal, whether you're maybe even roasting there, having a little pizza or something. They're just wonderful wines. So we bundled all those up together. Old Santa Ted here is trying to get some wines out to everybody and make sure everybody's bases are covered. But it's a great 6 for 60, you know, to come on in and get your, at least you're all ready for the holiday season. You know, you have a gift for a little bit of everybody in this package to enjoy and, you know, have a great time, because the holidays can be stressful. And what we're trying to do is just make it easy for everybody. This way you're all prepared, you're ready to go, and then let all the other stuff just go to the wayside.
I tell you, I've thought for years now, you can tell me exactly when you got this started, this 6 for 60. What a tremendous idea. Now, that was your brainchild, wasn't it?
You know, as they say, even a blind pig finds a truffle, Denny. And, we did this about, I think it was in the middle of COVID, maybe about a year before that, but COVID really took it off and really went rolling on it. And it's just a great, you know, not to mention it's a great value. But more importantly, it's a great way, you know, for us to show several different wines to people and people to step into certain wines that they maybe wouldn't be, you know, you look at that Chateau Paz de Raison as it's stacked up in the store without a recommendation. People might look at that and say, wow, that's intimidating. It's a Bordeaux bottle. You know, it's some kind of estate that I've never heard of. Boy, I'll just pass over and grab what I like or what I'm used to. And it's a really great way to explore wines. As my father always said, when you want to adventure in wine, pull the cork and let the adventure begin. And this is a way, you know, just try these certain wines and just, you know, enjoy them. And as I always said, two things you need when you're drinking and trying and tasting wine is an open mind and an open mouth. Where you you know, enjoy it. And, you know, you could be critical. Maybe on some of these, you know, that's not your style. But always use that as a barometer to say, well, wait a minute. This is too light. This is too heavy. So when you go back into a store, you can talk to that person and say, I tried this particular bottle of wine. I didn't like it or I loved it for this reason. And then they can guide you to more adventures and more bottles. And that's the whole point. But that's the great thing about it. Yes, it's a super value. A great way to kind of stock your shelf, but more importantly, it's a great way to experiment because, you know, again, we have wines from Bordeaux, we have wines from the Rhone Valley, we have wines from Argentina and California. They're all around the world, and it's a great way just to start your wine adventure.
I think it's, a tremendous idea, that 6 for 60. Well, in our last minute here or so, let's talk about where to find that 6 for 60.
Well, the 6 for 60 is available in all the Haskell stores currently right now. Stop at any one of them. And actually, today at the Haskell's at about 1 o'clock, we have a great champagne tasting going on, sparkling wine, bubbles to taste all across at every Haskell. So come on in and try some of those sparkling wines and pick up the 6 for 60 today just to enjoy it. It runs from 1 to about 3 o'clock, I believe, but sparkling wines galore. But you can stop into any of the Haskell's in the metro area to take care of it. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis, lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka across from the Bridgedale Shopping Center, Haskell's in Highland Village in St. Paul, also a Haskell's down in Bloomington. We have a Haskell's out in Excelsior right on the lake, but also a Haskell's in White Bear Lake as well. If you want to go a little further out east, you can stop by our Haskell's in Stillwater, a great place to enjoy wines, or if you're going way far south, we're right off of 35. It's Faribault to stop in and take care of any of that. Or you can stop by Haskell's Plymouth. Or if you want to be amazed, stop into the Haskell's Super Cellar up in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen, and they'll have bubbles flowing all day. And if you can't do any of that and you are busy and you got all kinds of things going on, stop by Haskell's.com. It's open 24/7. Take care of that. Click on the 6 for 60, and we'll get one in your hands.
Outstanding. Ted, let's do this again next week.
I look forward to it, my friend.
Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.